welcome to another episode of It's a Long Road, the Ramble Series podcast. I am your host, Ryan, and with me today, as always, my cohort in crime, my Troutman, Mr. Dom. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Ryan? How's everything?
Things are going well. I do apologize for those listeners and watchers, of course, who watch us on YouTube. We appreciate those who do watch us on YouTube. I do apologize for my voice. I do have a cold. It's official. I don't have COVID, so don't sound the alarm. Don't put on a mask, Dom.
Put on a mask, please. I'm putting on a mask.
Just in case. So my voice is a little bit nasally, and I will try my best to cover coughs and sniffles as best I can with the mic. Dom, are you ready to talk Rambo today?
I am ready. I'm ready to talk Frank Stallone and Rambo, featuring with a side part of Rambo. helping
Rambo. It's a long road, the Rambo series podcast, with a side dose of the Rambo film coverage. And I hate to say it, the part of the film we're covering today, I don't think Rambo's in it. I don't even think there's a
Rambo. Oh, really? Movie. Oh, we're up to, okay.
It's the big Mexico sequence where...
Yes.
Yeah, we're... Gabrielle or whatever her name is meets her creepy father. So
we're at that point where whatever her name is, we've given up on the Rambo series.
No, we love it. We love it. We love Rambo 5. Again, if you're listening to our podcast, full disclosure, and you're just a Rambo fan and not a Frank Stallone fan, then I would recommend fast forward probably today, 45 minutes to an hour.
The last 65 seconds, we're going to touch on Rambo.
I said last week with the Frank coverage that we really ended with a high note regarding Frank and his visit to Italy and meeting the Pope. I don't know how we could top that, right?
I believe, you said that. You said, I don't think we're going to be able to top this. And I had faith. I had faith that Frank
You did have faith. And I want to make it clear, I'm not trying to top necessarily the Frank Stallone segments. That's just the natural order of the Frank universe. Things will just happen as they happen. I don't create anything. When it comes to the Frank universe, I'm not creating anything so much as just lifting up or discovering boulders and rocks and lifting the rock and seeing what's underneath, so to speak.
I like that comparison, lifting the boulder and finding Frank Stallone stuff.
So today is a plethora. I even considered, do I give everything today that I discovered over the last week? Do I reveal everything I discovered? And I can't hold on to it. So again, fast forward 45 minutes to an hour if you don't want to know what we discovered regarding the Frank Stallone universe, or join us. And full disclosure, even Dom doesn't know. And I love this.
I don't know what's coming. I love getting caught off guard with Frank Stallone stuff.
Because I sometimes send Dom a heads up video. Okay, this is what we're covering from Frank's Instagram mostly. And I just want to give you a heads up so you can have stuff ready to go in your tool belt of comedy. And but today it's very little Frank's Instagram. That's my tease. Very little. Of Frank's Instagram has evolved today. But so without further ado, I don't know what else to say. I don't want to tease anyone too much. Let's get into our coverage today of the Frank Stallone universe.
According to the EPA, it will cost an estimated $295 million to clean up toxic waste at the former Lockheed Martin military aircraft plant in California. The cause of the toxic waste? You guessed it, Frank Stallone.
And here's another segment of Frank Stallone. Who is this guy?
All right. That's the new intro.
That was amazing.
I figured we need to give Frank a little bit of a polish. He's such a big part of our show now, that the respect that he deserves. I do have a Facebook message from one of our faithful listeners, Mr. Alistair. He is very excited that we're doing Frank. He loves the Frank universe. He's excited that it's expanding. He actually said here, he goes, I'll be gutted when this season ends. As you and Dom are killing it, keep up the good work. And he's not gutted because of the Rambo coverage.
We're living in like bizarro world or something like that. I don't even know how this happened.
I don't even know how did this start. I can't even remember. All right. Okay, so let's go to the next part of our segment here. So that, thank you, Alistair. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope everyone else is. Now, this is the Frank's Instagram. Not a lot on Frank's Instagram. He did post a lot of stuff. A lot of it's still kind of leftovers of his big trip to Italy. It's a huge moment. So he continues and has continued to post pictures from that time that he was in the Vatican. But good old Frank, despite his religious experience within the Holy Land, he still found the need to post this video. And I don't know what the context is. I don't know who's even speaking, but I would say it's African-American speaking.
Okay.
Talking about black people or behavior from that.
Is Frank going to talk about something that he probably shouldn't talk about?
He posted this because it's a black person speaking, right? Mm-hmm. But it's saying the things that Frank wish he could say, but because it's that's no safety, right?
He's hiding behind this guy.
That's almost, right. Like. So this individual speaking upon or for, yeah, I'll let you listen. It's kind of, it might take a second to dissect because it's very quick. Here we go.
I want to be pro-black. That's great. But every time you leave the house, your actions reflect upon black people, whether you like it or not. Doesn't matter if it's fair. And you could even argue that it's not fair. That's not the point. If I wear big three on my uniform and if you want to be pro-black, that's great. But every time you leave the house,
play it again.
Your actions reflect upon black people, whether you like it or not.
Okay. So do you get why he might have posted this? Do you have any theories?
Yeah.
What's your theory, Dom?
This is his voice for how he feels about the black community.
Yes. Why would you post this? Can you imagine you posted this to your socials? How much would you have to get paid to post this clip on your – seriously, don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not touching that with a 100-foot pole, Ryan.
He posted this on his socials. but he's a black person saying this about black culture. This is ridiculous. So he's saying – now, this person is saying, of course, when you go out as a black person and you act – you break the law or rob Walmart or whatever it is, this is reflection on the culture. And he's saying that might not be fair, but that's the way it is. Okay, that's his right to say that as a African-American. Okay, he's saying that. But you could not pay me enough to post this on my public. Can you imagine? You're voicing what you're thinking as a person.
Exactly. Well, it would be different if Frank was black and he shared this.
Sure.
Then it would be fine. Frank isn't black.
No, he's Italian.
Not that I know of.
He's Italian. Now, somebody did comment on this. Now, this I lucked out. Remember we talked about how we have to be on top of Frank's Instagram?
Yeah, because the things get removed.
Yes. I did go on his. I happened to see this when it was live or within the hour. And somebody did comment, but he took it down. Okay.
Oh, immediately.
But I took a screenshot.
Oh, good. Yeah. You got to do that.
This person said, this was from Turbo_Slips. He says, decency always prevails. What decency is some one-hit wonder who's sponged off his brother's career all his life with movie soundtracks and extra parts to play? Dante is the better brother of the Stallones.
Oh, shit. He brought up Dante.
He brought up Dante.
That we're the only two people that know about Dante other than this guy.
So Dante, yeah, so Turbo_Slips. I don't know if he listens to our show, but he brought up Dante. He goes, Dante's the better brother of the Stallones as he's not a desperate drunk idiot.
So he called him a drunk.
If Frank died tomorrow, nobody would know him if it wasn't for his surname. And that's the bottom line.
Oh shit. Dropping that, and that's the bottom line, like stone cold.
All right, so that's what Turbo Slips had to say. Now, Frank deleted it, but what makes that odd is Frank deletes that, but he comments on this person within the comment section. He says, he goes, I want my fans to see what this clown Turbo Slips said about me, a real puke. But it's gone.
But he deleted it.
He deleted it.
Wow.
And of course, a lot of his regular sycophants come into Frank's defense, which is so funny. Why are you guys defending him? Who cares? And this person here, I love this. That puke is not worthy of even so much as the dirt on the bottom of your boots. Good riddance. You are well loved and respected, Frank Stallone.
It's like they're his minions, essentially. They run to his defense.
Yeah, can you imagine? And then, of course, Frank thanked her personally.
Of course.
Thanks. And Freddie had this to say. He's a mook. jealous is not a very good look.
What is the definition of a mook anyway?
I don't know. Am I allowed to say that? I should have been.
I don't know. I might have just fucking crossed the line myself by saying it.
But he'd look best as boot heel soup. Are we like inciting violence now on people that don't agree with you?
The Frank Stallone like followers, they are a bizarre people. They really are.
There's more from Freddie Galahad. He says, "You're a freaking star, an exceptional musician. I could care less who you're related to. No offense to Sly." Oh my gosh. Okay. In this alternate universe, pound for pound, if Frank has the same talent that he has now, pound for pound, would anyone know who he is?
Nobody.
Nobody would.
That name. Yeah.
To think otherwise, you are delusional. Everyone who's a Frank fan, and if Frank yourself, if you truly believe, because he's barely a celebrity because right. of his loss. Like
you figure his most notable thing is probably the soundtrack for Staying Alive, right?
Yes.
That's which he only did because his brother directed that movie.
No, there's actually, I can talk about it. I found this online, actually. It's when he was on the interview podcast with his nieces, Stallone's daughters, Sly's daughters. They brought that up. And Frank says in that clip, I might bring it up next episode, but Frank basically said, he goes, "I hate it when people say that type thing." He goes, "The movie producers, they wouldn't put the songs on the soundtrack if they weren't good." Now, to a degree, yes, I agree with that, Frank. If they were, obviously, if you're singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, it's ridiculous. But the reason why you even had the opportunity to showcase your songs on the Staying Alive soundtrack is because your brother was the director of the film. You can't just say because the songs were decent, they're on the soundtrack. You had the opportunity that you and I, for example, Sly's daughters having a podcast, getting hundreds of thousands of views and downloads. People watching that podcast, it's not a very good podcast. It's just
And it's Stallone, especially at that time, at the like height of his powers.
Oh yeah,
that they just gave him a film to direct.
Of course, they're not going to be there. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Alistair, Frank did headline Tombstone. My apologies. He.
That's right.
All right. So
Frank Stallone. I remember.
Sorry. Yeah, Kurt Russell, Frank. That's right. It was starring it was starring Frank Stallone, also starring
Kurt Russell.
All right. As we'll go through his pictures here, he talks about his sunglasses. It's a Nothing Songs video. Yeah, there wasn't really anything to it. Just showcases a whole bunch of his, well, you can see them here, a whole bunch of his sunglasses. Look at all my sunglasses. Look how much I spend money on these $1,000 glasses. It's a bit of a flex. There's not much else to it. You can't decide which of my many sunglasses or glasses will I bring with me. Oh, yeah.
And those are definitely
expensive glasses. Leftover pictures of the Vatican. And
I see.
He showcases his hotel and a bit of a humble brag, too. Oh, look at this $1,000 night hotel that I stayed in.
This modest hotel I stayed in.
That's right. He says, "I'm so blessed to have been a part of this amazing journey." Fair enough. Big event. And then a picture of him with Jennifer and Sly again. More stuff. Now, there's a here's a picture, though, of him and Sly on their way back from the Vatican, flying to Philly. And Sly has merch on the plane, on the private jet. And the merch is Sly, S-L-Y, on pillows regarding the documentary.
The Netflix, right?
Yeah, the Netflix documentary. And they're plugging the Sly Stallone shop where you can buy these. And then he goes back to more videos from Italy, and stuff like that. I did want to talk about this one. So here's a picture of Frank and Sly on the steps of the Art Museum, of course, in Philadelphia. But I just thought this part was a little bit funny. He goes, "On our way back to Florida, we stopped by the steps of Philly Art Museum steps with my brother, which my brother put on the map with Rocky 47 years ago." And then I love he throws this in. "And where I, Frank, did a fourth," now he spelled fourth, like to go forth. Frank. It says, "Where I did a 4th of July concert in 85 for over 100,000 people." Now, don't read ahead, Dom. Don't read ahead. Did you read ahead?
That's the headline. No, I didn't read ahead.
Okay. So he goes, let me repeat that. "Where I did a 4th of July concert in 85 for over 100,000 people." I'm thinking to myself, wow.
Wow.
Has Frank ever drawn 100,000 people? That's impressive. Dot with the Beach Boys.
Who are the Beach Boys? Who is this band that opened up for Frank Stallone?
A exactly, featuring the Beach Boys. What is it with this guy? Like, he can't
but
even...
I like the way he says that about his brother, and then he's got to bring attention to himself that he had 100,000 people.
Yeah, like, yes, Frank, 100,000 people were at your concert that happened to have the Beach Boys just happened to be there. They're so grateful that you let them share the stage with you. Anyway, so I thought that was a bit funny. And that was it. That's it for Frank's Instagram. Really, that was it. Not too much. So I thought to myself, well, it wasn't too much for Frank's Instagram this week. So what, you know, I don't know, maybe there's some other Frank stuff out there. And so, yes, I went to the old YouTubes. Okay.
Did some deep digging, huh?
Not even deep digging, just actually some surface digging. And I discovered a few things. So again, I thought, do I save this for another segment? Or this is might be the final segment of Frank Stallone. I don't know. This might be it. This might be the series finale again, because I don't know if we can, I don't know if this can ever, not say top is the right word, but we're going to go into a world that I don't know if we can ever come back from. Are you ready?
So scared, but okay. I'm intrigued. Well,
not the first video. We're going to get to the scary stuff at the end. And it is actually a little bit scary. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, Louise, welcome to the chat.
Okay. What's up, Louise?
Let me just add this to the. Okay. So the first video from YouTube is from a lovely young woman, and she is rather quite cute. She has a healthy set of lungs on her as well, if you know what I'm saying. Her name is Ellie Brenner. Okay, she has 8 subscribers on her channel, so not too many subscribers. Mm-hmm. So everyone give some love to Ellie Brenner. She can be found at Ellie, E-L-I-E, Brenner. That's B-R-E-N-E-R 6315. So you can find her on YouTube. Subscribe to her channel. But she's like a theater and arts type individual. Yeah, let me, I don't know, she can sing. In fact, she sings really well that I thought, is this fake? But no, it's her. She's a real theater person. Let's see if this works. Let me just try this with you for a second. Actually, no, the reason why this video is up is because it shows an empty room and hardwood floor, and Ellie wants to dance to Frank. Here we go. That's all it is. It's legit. All right. There she is. She's cute. See? Curly red hair. She's dancing pretty okay. I don't know, but it's listen to the song coming up right here. See? She's doing it with the actual music to Frank. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty good.
And then that's it. Okay, that was Ellie Brenner dancing to Frank. So I thought, oh, that was nice. That was cute. Again, go follow Ellie Brenner on the YouTube channels, and she does some other stuff. She sings. She sings songs. She just does it.
Seems like she's talented.
Yeah, this is what I mean about I should say, this is what I love about the Frank universe, really opening up, that he has touched the lives of these other people. Like, people have literally...
He's touched our lives in a big way, I think.
Yes, and our listeners' lives. But other people are literally dancing to and moving to Frank's music. Okay. All right, so the next, let me just shut this down. Okay, the next thing we have is not only are people dancing to Frank, people are singing to Frank.
Singing
to Frank. Okay, this individual here, his name is, I want you to follow him as well. His name is Spencer D. Hutchins. Okay.
Okay.
He has 885 subs, so a little bit more than we have on our YouTube channel. I think we only got
good for you, Spencer.
Yeah, so good for him, Spencer. I think our videos get a little more views, but he seems to have a few subs. This is the description of his channel. I think this was kind of fun. He goes, "Hi, everyone. My name is Spencer Hutchins, and I love to sing and dance for children."
Okay.
And adults.
Okay.
So I guess the only age group he doesn't sing and dance to are infants.
Right.
Or tweens. He starts with children. Sorry. He does start with children. So that almost is everybody, but... maybe not toddlers. He dances for children, teenagers, and finally adults. So this video is not him dancing, unfortunately. It's just him singing. But not just singing. He's singing the famous song by Frank Stallone. Here we go. Check out. Take it away, Spencer.
This is the end. You made your choice and now my chance is over. I thought I was in. You put me down and say I'm going nowhere. Save me, darling. I am down, but I am far from over. give me something. I need it all because I am running over.
All right. Thoughts on his performance, Spencer? Now, I just want to remind you that he loves to sing and dance for children, teenagers.
I was immediately taken back to Frank singing in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
The comparison just sounds about the same.
Yeah, who sang it better, Frank in Italy or Spencer?
I don't know. I'd have to watch them multiple times. Frank's probably got the edge. The Frankster's probably got the edge, but Spencer's damn good.
I thought to myself, he can't be the only one that has sung Frank's songs. And there might even be someone who sings it better than Spencer. There's got to be someone who can even sing it better than what Frank's... Look at this guy. All right, so this is James Drum, 68. I bet you the 68 is the year he was born. His channel's name is JD Channel. Okay, he's got 14 subscribers, so go get him, JD. We're rooting for you. Okay, he also sang the same song. Let's check out his rendition of "Far From Over" from JD. Check it out.
Oh, good, another rendition.
The music on his is a little bit louder. That's nice. It's a good
start. Better audio.
Yeah, better audio. Takes a sip of his coffee. Look at that.
This is the end. You made your day, now my day is over. I am going. You put me down and say I am going nowhere. Say
we lost Dom. We lost Dom. He had to spit his drink out. We lost him.
Oh my God. I picked the wrong time to take a sip of my Gatorade, Ryan.
Okay. So, do you ever watch Saturday Night Live when Phil Hartman did the Frank time?
Fire! Fire, man! Oh my God. It was very Darth Vader.
All right. So there you go. That was JD. Oh, Jesus. His name again is James Drum. Keep it up, JD. And his channel, I kid you not. And same with Spencer. This isn't a bit. They have multiple videos of them singing songs in this manner. So you pick the artist. They probably covered it on their channel. Go check it out. All right. Okay. Now. Are you recovered? Because now we're getting.
I'm recovered. I'm crying. Honestly, there's tears coming down my eyes.
Okay, I get it. Might be funny. It might be shocking. Now, this next segment, I'm telling you right now, is actually a little bit shocking. It's a little bit shocking. This is from a YouTube channel called The Gift. I have spent 5 to 7 hours on this channel trying to figure it out. I even commented on one of the videos saying, "Hey, we're going to cover you guys." Of this channel, we're going to talk about your channel on our show tomorrow at the time of my writing, and no response, which is odd considering the channel itself only has 2 subscribers.
Okay.
And I figured you'd be really excited that somebody commented on their video, because not only does they only have 2 subscribers, this channel has no views, and they post every day for the past month. It might be one of the weirdest rabbit holes of a channel I've ever seen. Let me just try to set it up here.
This is getting dark, right?
Oh, dude, you have no idea what we're about to experience.
I feel like I'm looking at videos from the dark web right now.
So the channel is called The Gift. It has a picture of, I think, the person who runs the channel when he was about 4 or 5 years old as his profile picture. He says, "My name is The Gift. I used to play drums for Dude Buggy from Stockholm, Sweden."
Oh, Dude Buggy.
You've heard of Dude Buggy?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Now, I did check out, that's a real band. They have like an album on Bandcamp. Okay. This will tie in a little bit. I don't think he's from Stockholm, though. I've seen. Okay, I don't want to say too much just right now. Okay. I have currently obtained permanent residence at the Salish Lodge in Soquelme, Washington State. I don't know if any of this is true other than the fact that he did play in a band, or the band, there is a band that does exist called Dude Buggy. I looked it up. I don't think they're from Stockholm, though. I don't think he is. And I don't think he's in Washington State. And his name is definitely not The Gift. Are you tracking what I'm saying so far? I'm not lying when I say that I have literally spent about 5 to 7 hours on the channel trying to piece together who this person is and what their deal is. Okay? I know. I told you this episode is going to be weird.
This last one, you blew my mind, honestly. Like, I was not expecting that.
So he has 186 videos on his channel.
Okay.
He has 600 views.
Okay.
186 videos, 600. So his average video gets 2 views to none. Okay, you tracking? Right. I found him. And you're like, Ryan, how did you find this channel? And what is the connection to Frank Stallone? All great questions. Let me show you one of his videos. This is the first one. This one is called A Frank Stallone Ritual in Reverse. Oh, here's the picture of the gift. There you go. So that's what I just described. Yeah. Here we go. A Frank Stallone ritual in reverse.
Whoa.
So for our listeners, of course, again, I can't recommend enough. Come to our YouTube channel for this. We hear voices in reverse. And there's a burnt portrait of Frank, being lit on fire, but we're watching it obviously in reverse. And then it becomes the picture of Frank.
This is black magic.
Okay. So there you go. That is the first video. No views on YouTube, maybe a few, 2, 3. I'm not even joking. 186 videos. So that's video one. There you go. Again, the name of that video was A Frank Stallone Ritual, parentheses in reverse. The next video is called Full Moon, Frank Stallone. Now, I will warn our audio listeners, there's some disturbing sounds in this video. So get ready. Okay, so for our listeners, again, it's red and black. Frank's face is in the middle, and it just pans out as it fades away. Again, it's called Full Moon, Frank Stallone.
What is happening, Ryan?
I guess I've had time to digest this because I've been spent hours on this guy's page. But there's more. Okay, you ready for the next
Frank one? Stallone meets Twin Peaks.
This next one is called House Band, Frank Stallone. Now you're going to see some, not in this video. This one's just called House Band Frank Stallone. Now you might see, I think you see some other, kids in this video. There's a lot of kids in his videos.
I'm terrified.
There's a lot of children in his videos. I don't know if the parents are aware that they're on this channel. I don't understand what's happening here. I'm not trying to say anything litigious. I'm just saying, I just don't know if the parents know. Maybe there was a release. Because they're minors. Okay, but anyways, I think you'll see them in this video working on this craft, I guess you could say. Again, it's called House Band Frank Stallone. Again, disturbing sound. Here's the next one. Sorry, that was still fading out. Full Moon Frank. Sorry, still fading out. Like, keep in mind, talk about this other video that's still fading out. The Full Moon one. There's like sound effects put in. There's work put into these. It's not, I know it's weird, but you have to do stuff.
This is a Frank Stallone cult or?
Oh, there was a video. I'll tease that. Maybe there will be another episode of this because there's actually a video called on his channel, Satanic Ritual, Frank Stallone. There is a Satanic Ritual.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You write about how the younger generation are too sensitive, which, of course, we started to talk about here tonight.
Now, let me just describe this. You're going to hear a voice in the background. It's actually Bill Maher's voice. Okay. And I don't know who the other speaker is. Again, sound effects, weird sounds. But what we're looking at, folks, is a collage of people. But they're not people. They're kids. I believe they're kids that come to this guy's place of business. Okay. I'll explain what it is in a second. Okay. His place of business. And, but on top of the children's faces are Frank Stallone, all the same Frank Stallone headshots. And this is the sound you hear. And it pans back and forth. And the guy who does the camera work on his channel is always whipping the camera, his iPhone around crazy. Mm-hmm. It's really, yeah.
And I think it, and when you say that.
So the screaming you hear, of course, is done by the individual. He's putting that audio in while he's panning over. Again, this video is called, if you forgot, it's called House Band, Frank Stallone. But it's, okay, so to give you some context, I believe he runs a school of rock facility. Okay, and he has a lot of videos with the kids that attend, and it seems like it's well attended. This is what makes his page so confusing, because he has more kids, students that attend his facility than he has views on his channel almost. Like, it's insane. Mm-hmm. There is an audience at his facility, and what's even crazier, I don't want to spoil too much, but what's even crazier is that the kids are in on this Frank Stallone obsession.
Really?
Yes. There's some crafts that they do together that they're doing for this guy regarding Frank Stallone. If I'm not making sense, it's because
this doesn't make any sense. There's no sense to be made here.
Okay, so let's just finish this collage, which I think the kids put together.
If they're looking for a reason to get offended, or if they're not offended, they know somebody would be offended or should be offended.
I don't know if that voice is.
You know, they're really just already parsing it for, you know, what's wrong with it without ever considering whether it's...
No. Anyways.
I can't look in your direction.
That's his voice. Okay. Now you're going to hear his voice again. The GIF's voice. This is the gentleman who runs the channel and uploads the video. You hear his voice. And he does have some videos of his face. Like, I know what he looks like. He's now for this video, you'll get his obsession with Frank coming up. It'll be very apparent, but he's filming, I think, of a parent either picking up or dropping off their kid at his band camp place on the street. And he's just filming outside some of that activity and inside his studio as well. So you can see some of the studio here, I think.
Isn't that person singing in her car? You guys, Frank Stallone.
Hillary Clinton's is
still singing in her car. The reason
Frank? I wonder what these are for.
The reason we're breaking the law? You guessed it.
Wait, where
the
are
reason
these?
I'm recording this? You guessed it. The reason I'm totally going against what I just said about not overkilling this joke?
You guessed it.
See, they're in on it. The kids are finishing the you guessed it. Yeah, see, it's like a well set up studio, interesting montage of artists in the back of the AC/DC and what have you. And
right,
kids are all shown on camera. There's so many kids on camera. It's I don't know how I feel. You know about that? And I don't know if the parents know about this channel, because it doesn't, I don't know how, like, the only way a parent, put this way, the only way a parent would know they're being filmed is the kids say, this guy keeps filming us on his iPhone and put it on YouTube that has two subscribers. That's a Frank Stallone obsessed YouTube page. There's more.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason I said,
I'm alarmed, Ryan. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I should contact some kind of authorities on this.
That's why I reached out to this guy. Again, we don't want to say anything that would get us. We're not accusing this channel of anything. We're just so confused. Now, either this is like avant-garde art, like that I don't understand it. That's cool. But I really hope this gentleman who runs the channel, The Gift, I would love to. Would you not want to talk to him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But there's more. I'm not done yet.
Frank problems right now. You know what?
So you just said, I got Frank problems. There he is. There's the gift.
Stop it. The reason I can't stop this, you guessed it. I need to stop it. The reason I need to stop it?
You guessed it.
Whoa.
Yeah. This
Stallonial?
Yeah, this one is called the Stallonial Age, like the Stone Age. This is the Stallonial Age. And we have, again, cut out. Now, the kids, see, this is what's weird. The kids are working on this craft. So he's filming the kids working on this artwork. The letters are being colored in. You have, I think, what's the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, I should say, but instead of the black and white photo of the Rolling Stones, but again, you guessed it, whose head is on there?
Frank Stallone.
So what's your thoughts? Like, kids are working on this, he's filmed, there's like five kids working on this thing, coloring it in, and then he puts these sound effects on. But what is going on here? Thoughts?
I'm very disturbed, Ryan. I don't even know what to think of this. When you said we were going to go to some weird places, this is the last. That was Frank. Was that Norm McDonald?
Norm McDonald. So, yeah, like,
I'm hoping with the, I think with seeing Norm McDonald in there, I think this is just a knock on Frank, just a different version of it.
That's what I mean. No, I know he's approaching his channel the way you and I would, to a degree of like, what makes it so, what a weird find is that, again, the amount of work he's put into this channel with no views other than us now and our channel, like, we'll have almost as many views for this one video that he has in his whole 186 videos combined.
Right, right. These are new? Are these like recent?
Yes. Oh. He just posted one yesterday.
Wow.
I had like 20 to choose. I just chose, like I said, I didn't add the satanic ritual one in. I didn't want to overload the first episode of.
I'm a little scared to even see the satanic ritual one, to be honest.
Okay, so that's that one. And they're putting googly eyes on top of the cutouts of the Frank Stallone and Norm Macdonald. It's called the Stallonial Age. And there you go. And there's kids working around on it, and he's filming it.
Frank Stallone is now.
So there you go. Now I just wanted to show you a video that he put on his channel again of the kids playing at his studio, and they're all wearing School of Rock type shirts, and they sound okay. Have you ever heard of what's the name of the band? Sorry, I got to sneeze. I got to mute my mic. Sonic Youth. Have you ever heard of Sonic Youth?
Sonic Youth, yes, I have.
The song Mildred?
No, I don't. Okay. I've heard of the band. I don't know there.
So this is him filming. Again, the studio looks legit. And see that window there? You can look into the like I told you, I got his whole studio later. You can look into his studio from the other side of that window. It's a one-way mirror. And I've seen up to like 20 kids in this place at once. Like, it's so, yeah, I'm bewildered. I'm not necessarily, I would say creeped out, the right word, because I don't want to accuse him. I'm just bewildered. Like, what is the story here? I want to know this man's story, and I really hope he reaches out to us, because I want to know what's going on here. So here's the kids. I'd say they're no more than 12 years old, playing some Sonic Youth. Here we go. Even the song choices are, and also even during this Mildred Sonic Youth, he can't resist. He pans to a portrait on his window of guess who?
The Franks there.
Adjusts it, and he goes back to the kids playing. Thoughts?
It's very unsettling, to be honest with you.
What has happened? What has happened to the Frank universe? And
it's the Frank multiverse. That's it. We've slipped into the multiverse of Frank Stallone now.
Now, I do want to check one thing really quickly here. I want to check when he first started posting these videos. Because I have a theory. Not that it's us, but I do have a... when I tell you he has lots of Frank videos, the first one seems to be, it took place. Sorry, let me just 1 second, folks. I don't know. Share your final thoughts. I'm almost okay. Here we go. So he started uploading videos. He's got 20 videos on his channel labeled just as Frank, like Frank Stallone's video. So he's got 20. I only shared 4 today.
Okay.
Of note, the earliest one that he titled with a Frank in it was 2 weeks ago. Now, I'm not saying we put this in the universe. I don't want to blame us.
we've opened the door now.
The Frank videos kicked in about 2 weeks ago to a month ago. Yeah, the first one was the Stallone one with Stallone the title about a month ago. That was the Stallone age. I think that might have been his first one. There you go. So there you go. I don't know. Let us know what you think in the comments, folks. Did we create this monster?
I'm very alarmed. I'm almost scared for Frank Stallone's safety.
Is Frank aware of this? I almost want to, because here's the thing. It's only me and you and our people right now in our live chat who know about this, because it isn't his two subscribers, right?
Right.
Like, you and I. So there's more people right now in the live recording that we're doing right now who know about this channel than he has subscribers. Mm-hmm. And Frank isn't one of them. Do we alert Frank to this?
And I don't know. I think so.
But if we do that, we alert ourselves to our channel about him. And we can't.
Hey, listen, Frank, don't watch any of the stuff we did. just know that.
I won't alert Frank. If somebody else wants to alert Frank to it, that's totally their call. I won't do it because I have a no contact policy. Meaning, like, my job is not to involve Frank. Like, I don't want to go at him, if that makes sense. If people at him on our behalf, not our behalf, but because they think, hey, Frank, you got to see what these guys, that's, I can't stop that, but you and I won't do that at all. Okay, so anyways, that ends that segment. Here we go. The outro.
That concludes another episode of Frank Stallone, Who Is This Guy?
All right, ready to talk Rambo?
Yeah, I got to take a shower after that. Honestly, I think I got weird. It got weird, Ryan.
We need a palate cleanser. Choked
to death at one point.
So, yeah, can you imagine? We're going to watch a creepy Mexican hit on his daughter for a palate cleanser. That's going to be...
That wasn't even the darkest stuff we watched today.
All right, where do we leave off regarding Rambo Last Blood? Are we ready to go here? Okay, so we were last left off. Let's go back just a smidgen. Mr. Rambo was looking outside his chores, and he noticed that it's Gabrielle. Is that her name, Gabrielle? Yeah.
Yes,
Gabrielle. That's right, because she's the grandma. So here we go. We're now cutting back. So Rambo's realized that... Actually, I'm going to change the view. I'm going to do this view. So, yeah, Gabrielle's not back from her trip in Mexico. And of course, now Rambo's realized that's where she went. And now we're going to go cut to scenes in Mexico.
The beautiful scenes in Mexico.
Yeah. So Giselle and Gabrielle are pulling up to the dad's location. Is that she's taking her there, just like she promised. That's what's happening here. They're pulling in.
Here it is. 172.
Right.
Go on, get your daddy, girl.
Go on and get your daddy.
Go on, get your daddy, girl.
It's a little kind of a do 18-year-olds call their dad daddy? It's a little hey daddy. I have a few kids, and they do call you daddy when they're little, but when they get older, even my 9-year-olds call me dad at this point. They don't call me daddy. Yeah. It evolves naturally. But she makes it creepy because it's
right. Yeah.
So Gabrielle's walking up to the apartment where her dad lives. Here we go. Let's check out how this meeting goes. And
Is gonna go.
Yeah, I wonder. It should go. It should be big hugs and look at you.
Big family reunion.
Yeah. A lot of time spent finding the door. There's no reason to show that much footage for her to get to the door, but whatever.
Right.
All right. She's about to knock. Let's check out this meeting. Here we go. Hello?
Hola. ¿Está Manuel?
So she, of course, we have to translate. Luis can understand it. He's our local Mexican in the chat here. Hey, Luis. She goes, is Manuel here? So I always say he's from Mexico. He's not. I mean, where are you from again, Luis? He's like south of the border.
South of the border.
Of your border. He's south of my border. All right. So she asks, is Manuel here?
¿Quién eres?
Who are you?
Solamente quiero hablar
con él. I just want a word with him.
¿Te puedo ayudar en algo?
What do you want? Who are you talking to? So we hear his voice. It's weird. That's right. Luis is from Houston. We speak Mexican there, don't they?
Close enough.
So it is weird for her to answer it that way. Like, I just want, like, you should just say I'm somebody from his past. He's not expecting me, but I'm somebody important from his past. But he's not, give her some sort of buffer or some sort of
something. Yeah.
But to be even more cryptic, I wouldn't be cryptic in this situation. I would just be clear. Like, I'm sorry to bother you. This is a surprise or whatever, but yeah. So he sees this girl, but he's never seen her at all since she was born. When's the last time? Didn't he abandon her as a baby?
Did he leave as a baby? I think so.
Because I think the first look he gives is kind of, what do we have here? Look, dude.
Right. She don't have any memories with him, right?
I don't think so. I think he left at the very early stages.
¿Quién es Manuel?
Who is she? The woman asks.
Luego te explico.
But he says, I'll explain later. So I remind us, folks, when's the last time? Maybe he's seen pictures of her. Maybe. Social media, maybe. Maybe Giselle gave him a picture.
That's possible.
Oh, there you go. That's why he's not totally surprised. Okay. Maybe Giselle gave him a heads up. So she says, I didn't have your phone number.
I did not expect this. It's been a very long time. I know. You're all grown up now, Gabriela.
Yeah, okay. Why do I always feel creepy when a guy says that to a girl that's grown up?
It's weird.
It is creepy.
Like, he's looking at her. And
I know. I don't know what the right response to that is when the dad sees, you haven't seen your daughter in 18 or 15 years and you're all grown up. It's been a long time. You look great. Or it's been a long time.
Even you got so big. You got big.
Yeah, you got so big. You're so big now. I know. It's awkward. It's weird.
It's always creepy.
I mean, look at his smile there.
How did you find me?
So maybe he didn't. Does he not know Giselle's planning this? I can't remember.
We'll
find out together as an audience.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It wasn't easy.
You always had a good head on your shoulders. Even as a little girl, you always did good in school.
All right, so maybe he left during the school age, young age. So maybe it's been 10 years, maybe.
Okay.
Or he somehow kept in contact with the mom or the grandma to some degree, saying, how is she doing? He looks a little less creepy now. He seems genuinely happy. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like mixed. Like, you see that he's disconnected from it.
No, I don't think he's her. Mixed. I think he's 100% Mexican. Oh, yes, Luis, what do you think? A resident Houstonian will know. All right.
I need to talk to you.
Just now, you looked just like your mother.
Just now, you look just like your mother. Yeah. Okay. Stop focusing on the looks. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know that person I banged to create you? You look just like her.
Really?
Yes, very much. You could almost be her twin.
Okay, relax, buddy. Okay, relax.
Thank you. I need to ask you a question.
Of course.
Why did you leave us?
Big question. See his response.
I'm just trying to understand why you would just go like that.
Okay. Because one day, I looked at your mother and you and realized you both didn't mean anything to me anymore.
Whoa!
He went like, he went from 0 to 100. He's all, oh, you look just like your mother. I hate you.
You know, you remind me of that, excuse my French here, that bitch mom of yours.
It's so funny.
No wonder I hate you so much. I hate you now.
Oh, I haven't watched this in a while, and I was like, wow, isn't he an asshole here? And then in the beginning of this conversation, just like, you're waiting for the other end to drop off, but there it is.
But yeah, right, that was it. A little extreme right away. Like, yeah, you're beautiful, just like your mom. And then I looked at your mom and you, and I realized you mean nothing to me. Hey, dude, that's every husband and father out there. Relax. I stick around.
I know it's hard to understand, but I wasted time being with you and her. Wow. And she fucking dies and leaves me with you, who I never wanted.
You know what we should do? We should actually, I might actually do this, put his voice over that voice of Rocky when he's talking to his son in Rocky Balboa. The rainbow speech part.
I told you.
Put it, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to put his voice, or I'm going to call it the alternate scene.
Yeah,
but it's going to be his voice. I know it can't work, but
like, I could just, maybe somebody.
I wasted my time with you. I held you in my hand like, did you, your mother died.
Maybe somebody can record the dialogue for you for that.
Yeah, you could.
Exactly.
I'll figure it out. Anyways, she didn't leave, Polly. She died.
She died.
Okay, okay.
Any more questions? You don't need to come back.
Now, and to be fair to him, he's making, look, closure. Like, she can get the closure she needs. Like, sucks. Your grandma's right. Rambo was right. This guy sucks, man. And there you go.
He's not hiding that he's a piece of shit. He's
no, not to the audience, not to her. He sucks.
Don't come back. I didn't want you.
At least he didn't molest her. We've got to give him something.
Yeah. Give him credit for that.
Give him credit for that. He tried to hit on her there. So I think that's the last we see of him, I believe. Again, a better podcast that covers a film would know this stuff.
Does Rambo never confronts him?
I don't think so.
Am I making that up in my head? Maybe that's what I wanted to see.
No, I think he's just a piece of crap and that's gone. It's that the story continues. All right, so Giselle is on the phone with somebody, probably saying, hey, she's here. She's just saying goodbye to her dad or hi to her dad. And then Gabrielle comes out in a huff and she quickly hangs up on the person she's on the phone with. Suspicious activity, wouldn't you say?
Very suspicious.
Ew, what happened? Girl, what happened?
You should have listened to him. He's right the whole time.
That's Rambo she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I gotta get back home tonight. And she was like, who?
Fuck that. You're not gonna drive home. It's too late and you're too upset. Yo, let me help you. You gotta calm down though. We'll do something to get this out of your mind.
All right. Don't want to drive home. It's late. You know, look what a good friend Giselle is. She's just looking really out for Gabrielle, friend. You know, to say, yes, you know, let's go to the bars or party or something. It's all good. Let's relax.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
Now, this girl, Giselle, she should have had her heart with us. She literally is delivering. Really
Say it again, Ryan.
Oh, sorry. I was saying that Giselle, she should have had her heart ripped out.
Oh, 100%.
She actually, spoiler alert, Gabrielle's killed because she delivers her. Had she let Gabrielle drive home that night, she would have lived. But she delivers her to the sex trade. Anyway, so the next scene here, of course, they're in a bar, club, and she's meeting people, giving hugs, and there's party playing, and oh boy, and this creepy guy comes up behind with a cowboy hat on and gold necklace and a Leisure Suit Larry shirt on. Come talk to Gabrielle. Look at this guy.
It's great wardrobe.
And they're speaking to each other, and she's uncomfortable. She's like, let's leave. I'm not really comfortable here. Now, what's he saying? Sorry, is he talking? Sorry, I've got the music for the music, but does he say anything to her of a note?
I don't remember if there's a... Yeah, I think he's...
Yeah, I think he's just like nodding and stuff. And of course, Gabrielle is feeling... Look, he's checking her butt. Man, he's moving in on her, snuggling in on her. Uh-oh.
There we go. There we go. Slipping something in her drink.
Yeah, what do you call this? The Cosby special has been made.
The Bill Cosby's, what do you call it?
Spanish fly. That's his. That's fine. Bill Cosby actually joked about this on stage.
Ooh, yes, I saw that clip.
Mm-hmm. Called the Spanish fly. Yeah, how you can get. Yeah. So, anyways, so Gabrielle makes the. It was Gabrielle that did this, right?
Yes.
She poured or was it the bartender? Okay, yeah. So there it is. All right. So Gabrielle drinks that. And now it's a shot of the next morning or the next day. We just see the drugs in the drink. We don't see anything quite after, but it's assumed, of course, that Gabrielle takes that. But we got some new characters here. Mm-hmm. Some new characters. Boy, this gentleman here calls out for Don Miguel. We're at some sort of high rise luxury house apartment. Let's listen to this conversation. Don Miguel.
Gracias por venir.
Thank you for coming.
¿Algo de tomar?
The drink?
No creo que tenga mucho tiempo. Mejor vamos al grano.
Perfecto. Let's get down to business. Perfect.
Dicen por ahí que buscas
expandir. So you're looking to expand to the U.S. So there's an older gentleman talking to a younger gentleman. The older gentleman is asking, do you want to expand to the U.S.? So it's probably drug trade, maybe human trafficking. And he says, partnering up with you would be a great way to set up.
Crecer. Asociarme con usted, con su permiso, sería dar un salto de calidad.
I think this is the main baddie, right? This is the main bad guy.
Yeah, the main guy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He says, I'm always looking for new whores. I got to use a bad word here. Whore.
Whore.
Whore. See, this is where Stallone's writing came in a little bit. He's like, so I know you're going to say new girls, but I'm going to use a bad word here. Whore. Yeah.
I'm going to make you really a piece of shit. You're calling them whores.
You got coconut friends, now you got whores.
yo, people, friends.
I'm always looking out for new horses. Last year, he says we exported 17,000 girls.
That's a lot of girls.
That's a lot of whores. No,
that's a whole lot of whores. You ever see Dirty Work, Ryan?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I never seen so many whores in my life.
So 17 girls, that's terrible. Obviously, it's nothing to laugh about.
It's
terrible. Serious. Horrible. Yeah. For the record, the Long Road Podcast denounces. We don't
condone this kind of
stuff. This is a terrible behavior. We do not do this kind of behavior. None of the proceeds of our channel go towards the exportation. He says here, even a mediocre one can generate $300,000. Really?
Shit.
Wow, is that per?
Yeah,
per a girl. Wow.
I guess so.
I'm in the wrong job.
All right, we might have to retract our last statement in the next episode.
So now we got another shot here of a pool table and some goons around the pool table. Guys snort coke off the pool table. Now, does cocaine enhance your game of pool, or
I never touch stuff, to be honest.
So he goes, "You're here, Victor." So now these guys are around the pool table. There's a hey, look, it's one of the girls there. What's she worth? $300,000? I think she's a $400,000 whore.
Yeah, she might be one of the higher tier.
Yeah.
Don Miguel, que bien se...
Don Miguel, you look good, says the snorter. And then the main baddie says, everyone out of here. The guy that was talking business just ordered all the goons out. And the other guy says, I knew you liked these girls. He's all excited about it. He's like a goof. Top quality, he says.
Me dijo que le enviaron algo al gabán.
I heard you sent a sample to New York.
New York.
And then, of course, new boss man, the young boss man, says, go upstairs. He's not happy with this guy. He doesn't like the way this guy operates. He's an embarrassment to his operation. When you're dealing with this kind of exportation, you want to be professional. He's trying to have a good face on when you're dealing with fills, right? He goes, go upstairs. Miguel and I have to talk.
Pues platiquen, carajo. Estoy tapando yo la boca, que chingados.
So this guy, oh boy. So this guy's got a bit of a mouth on him. He goes, so talk. Am I covering your mouth or what? And then, of course, the main bad guy, not impressed by that. Let's see what happens to this guy. Something might happen to him. And I can't even remember. Do you remember what happens to him?
I don't, actually.
Yeah. Maybe he lets him go, but I got a feeling we're going to get a taste of this guy. If he's a bad guy, right? Wait, oh, then the older gentleman, the older boss, mob boss says, look, figure out your stuff and then we'll talk. So, all right, he settled it down. Oh, I was hoping this guy would get his nose broke or something.
Regáleme tres minutitos, Don Miguel.
Oh, then he says, just give me a minute, Don Miguel, so maybe something will happen. I honestly forget.
Vito.
Vito, he says. Takes him over to the pool table. He goes, what's your problem? Oh, I got a feeling. You got a feeling something's going to happen here?
Yeah, I think so.
Picks up a cue ball, looks like. Goes, what's your problem? You know what? We're trying to build here. Oh, he picks up the remote control.
Sorry,
and the goofy guy goes, what's your problem? I break my butt finding the best girls. But, yeah, but he says you can't close a deal. So he's getting mad at this guy.
Right.
And then, of course, the sober mini bosses, you're making us look bad. And the cokehead says, calm down. And then the mini boss says, you calm down. We can't mess this up. It's a lot of money. And then Coca says, well, you do your thing and I'll do mine. All right. So they didn't. Okay. Nothing violent happened there, folks. Coca excuses himself from the meeting. There you go. So that just gives you a little bit of rundown of the coast. So what we're seeing here, of course, folks, is the big baddie, his organization, they're running girls out, $17,000 a year, as far as New York. They can run $300,000 a girl, even if they're 5 out of 10. And yeah, that gives you a little bit of insight on the sex trafficking.
And his top man is like a hot mess.
He's a bit of a hot mess. Yeah. That. I couldn't remember if he like broke his face or anything. Okay.
I was thinking that too, but.
All right. So we do have some Rambo stuff coming up. Alistair had this to say. He said, this movie portrays every single Mexican character in a bad light. Except for Gabrielle and Maria.
Maria and Gabrielle.
Actually, Maria's good help around the house. So maybe that's not the best.
Definitely not Giselle. We're not going to say that Giselle's a good character.
Yeah, actually, Alistair, and I'll say this for Alistair, he mentioned earlier in our chat, he said, regarding Frank, he said this, he goes, I like to think, this is Alistair, he goes, I like to think that Frank's strong opinions about Mexican influenced the direction that Last Blood went in. Hey, I got an idea about the Mexicans. Oh, what's that? Hear me out. Okay, we got Trump. Oh, man. All right, so now we got an outdoor shot here of the farm. Rambo's still working. This must be the next morning, so he's milking cows and working on the farm. Maria comes up. John!
What's the matter?
Señor went to Antonio's. She went to Mexico.
Uh-oh. Here we go, folks. She went to Mexico. What's Rambo's response to this? Oh, I should turn it up. My apologies. Here we go.
What? She said, call. Gabriela went to see her father. I never came back.
Now, since the Giselle called.
Yeah, that's true.
Why would Giselle call? Why would she alert?
Is she trying to distance herself from it? Oh, if I call and make it like.
Oh, good point. So she's like, I don't know if you knew this, but Gabrielle came down here and wanted to see her dad. I'm just letting you know, to separate that she had anything criminal to do with him. Okay. It's like when the arson lights a house, they stick around and watch the firefighters fight.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you want me to edit that out or?
Yeah, edit that out.
All right. Roger that.
Cut that.
She got an address.
She got an address. And her father's too. So she's got Giselle's address and the dad's address. So how did she get the dad's address? Did Giselle give it? I'm so confused.
Giselle probably gave it. Probably trying to push it away from her. Here's my address if you want to ask about it. You want to bug.
Right. And maybe make the dad a suspect outside the trade.
Yeah, that's why I think I could be wrong, but I think
that might be a good cover.
Father at some point. I mean, like I said, I don't know if I'm making it up, but
he might visit him. You're right.
Like he slams him into a wall or something. this one of those.
And her father's too. What happened, John?
What happened, John? You just said what happened. You went to Mexico to see the dad, and she's not back yet. Yeah, it is a bit of a trip. You got to give her more than a day, so she's still there. Ramble through the milk bucket. I'm like, that's a waste. Come on, you worked hard on that milk.
Perfectly good milk right there.
Now, this scene here, this sequence here, I'll never forget. This is like one of the first scenes we saw in the trailer of Last Blood. Was it's just a shot. It's cool. I like the shot. But it's a nothing sauce event. It's just Rambo's huffing and puffing. He's angry, but he's walking out of the dimly lit house into the outside. It's just
right.
It's a good shot. It's just
I like it. Yeah,
but it's just it would have been better used had it been like going out to meet the baddies for war. But he's just getting ready to go into his truck or whatever.
Should I call the police?
Cops can cross the border. Down there, they don't do shit. Please.
So again, he's saying there the police don't do anything down there. Look, there's corruption everywhere. You Ramble and Sly and Frank. No offense, guys. There's police and corruption. Frank.
Throw Frank into the equation.
Well, oops. Frank is. Look, we. Do I have to go back to the original part of our segment with the Frank Stallone, the video he posted on his Instagram? There's corruption in the police forces in the States too. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now I understand it might be more rampant in Mexico. They could be easily bought off. I know that's what we hear and see in our media, but I would like to really talk to anyone from the Mexican police force. Like, is it just like, it's just everyone's corrupt?
Everyone, the whole country.
Every single Mexican police officer is corrupt. There's not one. Yeah. But that's what we're hearing here. Luis had this to say about regarding our plot holes. He says, definitely a plot hole regarding Giselle calling. She says, I get alerting them, but by providing addresses, she might as well save him the trip and just confess.
That is true.
It does seem odd that Giselle called and provided all this information. I think it is just a plot hole. Maria says, please bring her back to me. And Rambo's like, I'll find her, which he does. Spoiler
alert. Does. He does bring her back.
Yes. Maria probably should have said alive. I think that might.
Imagine when you're talking to Rambo, you have to specify these things because he only.
You did say bring her back. I don't know why you're so upset. I did what you said.
Bring her back. Why is she so upset? I don't understand.
They didn't chop her head off, but they ripped her.
All right, we want the good news, the bad news. So the good news is they didn't chop her head off, but they raped her 50 times.
Oh my god. She's busted.
She's definitely busted.
Say that again. Sorry.
She's definitely not a virgin anymore.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is. Remember, folks, this is just characters on a movie. We're not talking about anything outside the movie.
Not real, fictional just, characters.
These are just fictional characters we're making fun of. Do not add us.
Don't add us.
Well, off Rambo goes, speeding away in his. He is pissed.
That pickup truck.
Mexico, watch out!
Here we go.
I fought in Vietnam. I fought in Vietnam again. I fought Russians and Burmese. Mexico.
Burma. He has off no he fear, goes. Rambo. He's going right into the fucking fire.
Another shot of the mailbox. There's that mailbox. Just a reminder, he's driving from Arizona to Mexico. How long of a drive is that? Again, look at the fake backdrop. We have
That was... very green screen, right?
Look at this. One, because Sly is actually driving with his eyes closed. Oh, we got some dialogue here. Let me just go back. But let's talk about that. Why the green screen?
Not necessary.
It isn't necessary. They have outdoor shots here, but look at this. That is definitely not Sly in the studio. Yeah. Let's listen to some of this dialogue.
So strange.
Here. It's so weird.
I can't control what's out there.
Can't just protect me forever. Oh,
shit. So he's taking a bunch of pills. He's got a Glock in the glove compartment. Is he taking those pills really quickly before he goes through the border?
These are gonna stop me. This. What am I gonna do about this gun?
I'm gonna swallow the gun too. All right, that's where we're gonna stop there, folks. All right,
getting intense.
Getting intense now. I didn't think we were getting any Rambo. Any Rambo himself on screen, but we got it. We got some Rambo.
Did get a little Rambo.
I was getting nervous there.
Did get a little Rambo in the Rambo podcast.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed our coverage of Rambo Last Blood. I don't know what's going to happen next week or next episode, I should say. I'm going to tag this guy that we. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tag him again and say, look, dude, we covered your show on our podcast. We have questions. We would love to talk to you.
We need answers.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just goofing around, having fun.
I'm sure.
But like I said, it looks like a legit business. Some of the kids, I should say, with the videos that I saw, they were wearing Canadian hockey jersey type clothing.
Ah.
So he might be from Canada.
He might be in more of your neck of the woods.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. So this, I have a lot of questions for this guy, mm-hmm. The gift. I got questions for you, buddy. Not interrogation questions. I just, where are you from? Who is your daddy? What does he
do? Who is your daddy? Your name, your number, your serial number.
Who are these kids' daddies and why do they let you film them? All right. That's it. Join our Patreon. What does the Patreon give you? It supports me and the software I use. Yes, I use a lot of software to edit, to create these videos like StreamYard and other editing tools to make the show good for you guys. If you want to listen to the show early because you missed the live stream, Patreon gives you access to early releases like a week or two early. Of what we just recorded, and send us an email so we read your email. Oh, I think we got one. Sorry, really quickly. Sorry, Simon.
Simon.
Yeah, sorry, Simon. Hopefully you made it.
Simon says.
He's like, usually they read the emails at the beginning, so I'm turning this off. Simon, I'm sorry, we're doing it now. He had this to say, Simon goes, another great episode. A few weeks ago, Frank made an Insta post about hating cancel culture, but now he posts about the best way to get rid of evil people is to block them and take away their voices.
That's right. He did do that. That's amazing.
Once again, the world, according to Frank, with the ever-changing rules, said Simon, good catch. Yes.
Good catch.
I love it when you're right, everyone else is wrong, and you don't want to hear otherwise. Yeah.
That's it.
He goes on to say, I don't know if you're planning to cover any of the Rambo ripoff films like Missing in Action or Deadly Prey or even Son of Rambo, but if so, I'd recommend a Hong Kong action film called Eastern Condors, starring action icons Sammo Hung and Yuen Biao. I've attached the bizarre trailer here if you want to take a look. So maybe next episode we'll take a look at the trailer.
Cool.
Yeah, Dom and I, we haven't decided. We don't know. We don't know where this is going to take us after Rambo, but we'll say again, Rambo Last Blood is our final season, barring a prequel television series that we'll cover of Rambo, which has been hinted or talked about. Or barring Rambo Part 6, which I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's happening.
And if it happens, it's probably not going to be for a while.
Yeah, so we'll have things to do while we wait anyway. So there you go. Mm-hmm. That's it, though. This episode is over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my podcast. You asked me to co-host. I didn't ask you, Ryan.